us come in the studio on this early morning. We're excited to have our 4-H Pig Squeal show and auction coming up. What a great way for our community members to be able to support our 4-H program by coming and buying a market hog. So I've got with me two of our students that are our veterans in our 4-H Pig Squeal program. So I've got Brody Lemons from Spring Garden and Carly Coleman from Sandrock. And Jerry, this is their first time on the radio.
Well, welcome both of you, Carly and Brody. We appreciate you taking time out of a busy school schedule. I know you can't wait to get to school this morning, and we're sorry we're hindering you from that. But we'll get you there shortly. And time for class. Don't worry about that. You won't be late. But tell me, Carly, what's it like to be a part of the 4-H Pig Squeal, and why has it been important to you?
I have never shown a pig before until I came over here and did the pig squeal. It was actually pretty fun. I've never known you can do that with pigs. I've always showed cows. So it's pretty interesting to learn all the things about pig squeal and all the fundraisers and things that we do with pig squeal. It's pretty fun.
So you've grown up on the farm, or
yes, sir,
in farm life.
Yes, sir.
You know where our food comes from.
Yes, sir.
All right. Brody, what about you? How's your pig squeal experience been?
So that's exciting. You get to do it with a friends and you meet new people. I used to show chickens too, so I kind of got an experience with that a little bit.
Okay. Tell me about the work part that goes with it. I know there's got to be some fun with it, but there's got to be a little work to get these pigs grown up to market hog size.
It's definitely fun towards the end. At the start, those pigs are kind of wild. You got to tame them down and get them used to showing. That way you can walk them around and have fun at the show.
Carly, how much time do you have to spend with your pigs to calm them down and get them where they're ready to be amenable to what you need them to do?
It takes a while. I do it for about 3 or 4 hours a day. I try to do it like every day, but I work most of the time, so I try to fit it in.
Okay. And then we've got them from, you got them when they were what, 8 weeks old, 6 weeks old?
Yes,
and
sir.
Now they're ready to go to market. What's it like to get them ready to go out the door?
You gotta get the trailer ready before you go to the show and just kind of finish on them, put them on a finisher feed about 2 weeks before the show. Kind of get them muscled up and defined.
All right, now for people that wants to buy a top quality top hog, let's tell them about the feeding process, what it takes to make a good quality top hog ready for market and to go in people's freezers or on their table. You want to start?
Okay. You have to have a good food to get them started, because if you start out with bad food, then the product is not going to be good at the end. So we do the 19% starter grower from Tyler Farms. That's what we start out with, and then we do the finisher before the show. Get some ready for the show.
So people that come to the Pig Squeal auction, and that's going to be Saturday?
It's going to be Saturday, April the 26th.
April 26th.
That's going to be down at the Livestock Arena in Sandrock.
Yes. I've been there and done that. So people that, Brody, when they're coming out there, they can expect top quality product?
I think they can. You got to get them ready for excited for the show and show them what they're going to be bidding on and bring people you want to where they can buy your hog.
Well, I can tell you both, I told you earlier that I purchased a hog out there a couple of years ago. We enjoyed it very much going on our dinner table and all, and I think that people will as well. Landon, tell us more about this program and what people can expect when they come to the auction.
Yeah, so to me, you know, what better way to support a 4-H program than purchasing product, especially product that you can feed your family with, that was raised by these 4-H'ers. So something unique about this project, all of these pigs came from the same nursery statewide. So we went up to Tennessee to Tosh Farms and bought all of these feeder pigs. So we brought 500 feeder pigs to Alabama on a cold January day. So these kids started out on a cold day, just like our local farmers have to do. And so they've raised these pigs, worked with them. We will have our show at 11 o'clock on April the 26th. The auction will start around 1. The processors will be on site. So we'll have Triple J and Yellow Acorn processing. So they will be there on site, so you don't have to actually take live possession of your hog. which is a great thing.
It is.
So you'll fill out your cut sheet. They'll be there to help you. Maybe you like boneless pork chops, Boston butt. Maybe you like ham slices. Those are all great things to have going into our barbecue season. So, but we'll have everybody there to answer your questions, and you'll be able to watch these kids do showmanship, and then they'll also have their market hog class. So just as an example, you know, after purchasing the pig by the pound and then you're processing, you know, you can get into these market hogs for anywhere from $2 to $2.50 a pound for somewhere around, you know, 200 pounds of meat. So if you've been to the grocery store lately, that's not bad.
Absolutely. That's an excellent price. And not only is it excellent, but you know where that pig or hog, top hog come from. You know the background, and you know that it's been given TLC, some tender loving care, since January, since they got them. And so you're going to get the very best tasting product that you could put on your family's table.
That's right. And, you know, we have 35 kids between Cherokee and Etowah County this year, 25 of them out of Cherokee County and 10 out of Etowah. So we need the community to come out and really support these kids. This is the most pig school participants we've ever had. So we're real excited to support them on the 26th.
On the 26th, what time does it start?
So the show starts at 11. Then we'll have awards, and then the auction should start around 1.
Okay, so people who want to come for the show can get there by 10:30, quarter to 11, and get settled in and get ready for the event for these young people that have done yeoman's work to take care of these hogs. Carly, tell me if you were going to tell some of these young students out there listening this morning, or their parents, that about this program, and to encourage them to join next year, what would you tell them?
I think they should totally join. It is very a good experience for you if you have never done it. It's a very good experience. You get to make new friends, you get to meet new people, and it's just a good experience for everyone.
And what do you learn, and what have you learned, Brody, that you didn't know about raising pigs during this period of time?
Definitely, they can be like dogs. You can get attached to them. They definitely, there's something to do.
All right. How about getting them ready to go to market? Did you learn anything about the feed and how to take care of them and what it takes to produce the good top quality product to go on a people's dinner table?
I did. These hogs eat a lot during the week. I fill their feeders once a week, probably with 100 pounds of feed. These pigs eat it every day. You got to go in there and water them and make sure everything's good and clean. It's just like your dog and stuff like that.
Now, when we buy the hogs out there on April 26th, who gets the money from the where do the proceeds go?
That's a great question. So all the money as far as the award money we've gotten from donors, that gets put into a pot, and we reward the kids with prize money with the donations we've been soliciting. When it comes to the auction proceeds, we do take the cost of the pigs out of the auction proceeds, and then the kids get all of the money above the cost of those pigs.
So, and when you buy them at 6 or 8 weeks old, they're a lot less money than what you buy them at when they're top out.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
So, that's great. So, you've been working for yourself. How does that feel, Carly?
It feels pretty good. It feels like I've accomplished things, because, like, normally you work for someone, but you're doing this all by yourself and you're working for yourself. It feels pretty good.
Did you have just one pig?
We get two of them, and then we pick one out of the two, whichever one we think is better for the show, and then we take it and we show it and then we sell it.
Okay. How about you have two pigs, really?
I do.
And you're going to show one of them?
I am.
All right. But you're going to sell both of them?
Yes, sir.
All right.
You have the option to only sell one of them and keep the other one.
So how many total will we have to sell on auction day?
So I haven't gotten all the registrations in, but there was a possibility of 70 if every kid brings two. That rarely happens. Usually we'll have about 40 pigs to sell based on the number that we have. So some of the kids decide to keep one hog to feed their family with, which is a cool part of the project as
right.
well. And one thing I forgot to mention about Bro, this is his 6th year to do pig squeal. So he's been doing it a long time with us.
He's an old veteran. No wonder you have him in here to talk about it. He probably has most seniority in the pig squeal than any of the other students.
I think so, yes, sir.
Well, congratulations, both of you, on a job well done. Sure. Let me ask you this, Lennon. What type of commitment do you ask from students and parents when they talk about getting into the pig squeal program?
That's a great question. So we have a mandatory meeting. Just to make sure that the parents and the kids understand what they've signed up for. Raising two feeder pigs is not for everybody, but we want to simulate, you know, what it is that our farmers do in the community to put food in our grocery stores. And so the main part of this project is understanding where your food comes from, that it doesn't just show up at a grocery store. So, you know, once these kids come in, they get youth quality assurance trained. So that we know that they're raising a good product. If they have to give medication, they know where to give it. They have to talk with their local veterinarian in case, you know, something comes up. So they literally have to go through the steps that our farmers do. So it's a commitment from the parents, money-wise and time-wise, like a lot of your extracurricular activities. So they have to build a facility to contain them. Some facilities are better than others. I would say that Brody would tell you that his first facility looks different than his facility now. So, you know, a lot of times some concrete's poured and a roof is put on, so it's easier to clean. But, you know, it's a big commitment from these parents, and we really appreciate them stepping up and letting their kids be a part of this program.
Carly, we asked you a little while ago to tell us about some of the things that you've learned. Tell me what you like least about, what's your least favorite part of the pig squeal?
Probably when we first get the pigs, because they're crazy and they want to run you over. But after you get them tamed down, they're pretty good. That's about the only thing.
How about you? Brody.
Probably about the same. At the start, they're kind of rabid.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know what surprises me about their response? I figured they'd talk about the cleaning of the pens and keeping the hay or whatever they need to in there to keep everything dry, but they didn't complain about the work.
You know, what I've noticed, Jerry, is, you know, a lot of young people, if given the opportunity, they will rise to the occasion of taking care of animals. They take a lot of pride in it. When I go do these home visits and talk with them, I'm amazed at how clean the facilities are, how much time and effort they've put into designing the facilities. And so I think if you give these young people an opportunity, they'll really surprise you how they step up and work.
All right. Well, we've got a couple of excellent people here for you young people that want to get into the pig squeal program next year that can help you design your pig pen that you're going to use and your facilities there to house them. Are you guys available for help to help these others?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good deal. So we know who to contact, Carly and Brody, and to help you. Landon, anything that we've left out that you want to share with our listeners?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to come and speak this morning. This is our Carly and Brody's first time on the radio, so excited to let them have that opportunity. So just ask everybody, you know, it may not be you that needs pork in your freezer, but tell your neighbors, tell your friends. If you don't know how to bid on a pig, we'll show you. All you have to do is raise your hand, and we'll assure that you get one.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of fun. I was there a couple of years ago, enjoyed every minute of it, and enjoyed looking at the pigs and deciding which one that I wanted to bid on. And I bid on a couple and wound up with one. Landon was sure that we got one, and we got a real good haul. Of course, all of them's going to be excellent. You know, so not going to be a bad choice out there. So it's going to be a fun experience. If you've never been to an auction or an animal auction, livestock auction like this, it's an experience, and I encourage everyone to go. Either one of you have anything? Carly, anything you want to leave with the people?
No.
Brody?
See you at the show.
All right, good one. All right, thank you so very much for taking time to come in and be with us, Cherokee County 4-H students, and we appreciate the hard work that they put in and the things they do for the county, and you're going to enjoy this pig squeal on April 26th.
For all your tire needs, Garrett Tire